Well, despite what the friendly lady said, we are not taking calls right now because we're focusing this hour, a very unique kind of three-hour program that we have. This is the third hour of the Internet Advisor. My name is Foster Brown, the co-host here. And we're focusing on innovation in the city of Detroit, which is kind of exciting. We're talking with Amanda Lewan and Dave Anderson, who are the co-founders of Bamboo Detroit, which is kind of a co-working space. And what's funny is in the break, I was talking with Gary, we often tease that we should have a special extra program, which is the break times, because all sorts of conversations happen there. And Gary, this is the last thing you said before we chimed out of the conversation was, I said, yeah, Gary, yeah, 20 years ago, you just celebrated the 20th anniversary of
Online Tech.
Online Tech, which is where you and I met back in 19...
Jan Ness and Mike Klein run that today and are doing just a wonderful job.
But in 1998, you were there to help people get online, in particular business class. And I happened to have gotten online with you. You were my ISP, Internet Service Provider. That's how Gary and I met that.
And you started with one of our guys, and you got funneled over to me. I guess I handle all the hard cases or something. Who knows?
Well, yeah, you've been stuck with this for the last 17 years now with us. Yeah. But the comment you made, I was talking about you being kind of a serial entrepreneur, and you said that Online Tech was the last of
eight companies that I started. We were just talking. One of the companies was a shared office resource center.
Oh, wow. Right?
And so we built not only that, but a number of other things around. But it was really real estate oriented. People came in. They could rent their office by the day, month, or even hour.
Right.
They could rent other things like a conference room and whatnot. But they didn't have this open shared space.
That's the
We had an incubator. Right. I was on the board of our very first incubator in Ann Arbor, the Chamber Innovation Center. And so that's where we took all the entrepreneurs, put them this way. This was for people that didn't qualify for the Innovation Center and still wanted the shared space. You really have this incubator space.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Right? Without some of the other services, I know you don't provide them all the services, but you provide that capability for people to actually interact, and I think that's the most valuable part.
Right. A lot of our companies at the space are more early stage startups, so they're kind of just getting their feet off the ground. They're working on their product. They're maybe launching their app. They're kind of working away overnight a lot and to get all their programming done. So they come, they get to network with everybody and learn and share skills and resources. Mm-hmm. Actually, a lot of shared skills is what we see. So if you need a programmer, you need a designer.
Or somebody who knows 3D printing, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, you also offer people, Gary, in terms of this, you have a network you've kind of created then as well, right?
Yeah. So there's actually about, I think, 13 co-working spaces in the Detroit area. And so we formed a travel pass. So you can be a member of Bamboo, but travel to a couple of the other spaces.
I love it.
That's all online at colabdetroit.com, colabdetroit.com.
Yeah, it basically started from us recognizing that Detroit tends to operate in these silos, and we want to bring everyone together.
I love it.
And so there's actually 19 co-working spaces in the area, and none of them are really talking to each other. So we created this week-long event in which we celebrate entrepreneurship and co-working in general. And from that spawned this pass that we call the travel pass.
I love it. What a creative and innovative. Now, we talked before about the fact, and Cal had asked a question about what you have to offer. In terms of fabrication, though, there are separate kind of places in Detroit that you can lead people to, right?
Yes.
Well, they can get hold of some really fancy, like CNC machines and things like that, right?
Yeah, the most notable fabrication space would be Pony Ride, which was started by a friend of mine, Phil Cooley, located in Corktown. And he just has a ton of very innovative companies that are
machinery
doing
nobody
space.
Could ever think of owning but could rent.
Exactly. And that's you're really touching on this shared economy.
The whole idea is this maker space too. Tech Shop out in Allen Park is doing something, and they're partnering with Ford. And Ford is their partners because they want to provide this kind of activity where you could do could have this kind of...
Oh, the next great innovation for the car industry could come out of any one of these things.
Right. Actually, to add to that, Ford just partnered with a new accelerator. They've been in a couple other cities called TechStars. And
that's
so they're doing the mobility program starting in 2015. So that'll be something to keep an eye out.
TechStars.
I
love it.
TechStars is huge for Detroit. Mm-hmm. It's actually one of the most notable tech accelerators in the nation.
So what is that? How does that fit into the process? People start out with you and then end up at an accelerator? How does it work?
Potentially, yeah. So we are for the very early stage. We don't really give out money. We just provide that platform for companies to come
and
work together.
And the co-working, the shared experience, shared knowledge, et cetera.
Exactly. And then they may go on to raise money from different venture capitalists in the area or, you know, insert themselves into a tech accelerator like Techstars.
Now, you have an example of somebody on your it was a great article called The Top 12 Michigan Innovation Stories from 2014, a great blog entry, which is on our homepage. Amanda, there was one of you guys that went on then to get some money in a rather interesting kind of way.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about a lot of times some of these new products, they start as an idea. They make a couple of them just to show it off, and they'll do a Kickstarter. So Hemingright was one of those tools we were talking about.
Right.
They're a Detroit-made product, and they just raised $250,000.
And they're like a typewriter.
Yeah.
That you can, and Rick Broida, our gadget guy, loved this because you avoid the distractions that you have as a writer, but you have all the benefits of a digital input device.
Right.
That creates the articles with a digital, you know, all. In other words, all that without being distracted by Groupon ads coming up or being.
Yeah, it's interesting because the Hemingright really embodies innovation.
Oh,
because
yes.
You're looking at something that has existed for the longest, but because it's in this time period where we've gotten so many distractions from typing online,
yep.
You know, they found a new way to actually do that.
Exactly. And innovation in that sense isn't something brand new. Often it's existing things put together in a unique new way.
Absolutely, yeah.
That gives
a lot
you a new
of the
insight.
A lot of the companies we spotlighted have that example.
So Kickstarter is a way that's done that. Let's bring somebody else in who's sitting in studio with us with a big smile on his face. We had a lovely time last time he was here. Godwin, who is a chef, is with us. And Godwin, Yum Village is your project, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Yum Village. Essentially, it's an Airbnb for pop-up chefs.
An Airbnb for pop-up chefs. Now, pop-up chefs are people who work at very good restaurants around the area and then look for a place that they want to have a pop-up feast.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be anywhere. It's not restaurant-specific, though. It could literally be in the lounge of a movie theater.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Any space, right?
Right, exactly.
What are some of the spaces that people have held those?
So far, it's Revolver and Hamtramck has been a good location. We've done some locations at the rooftop of the Madison and then most recently Colors Restaurant right in the Paradise Valley.
That's great. Kel?
So how does a pop-up chef differ from a caterer?
Well, so your pop-up chef isn't necessarily linked to a specific order. So like a caterer would be more for like a commercial event where a pop-up chef would literally be hosting a dinner temporarily for the crowd.
Like for 50 people or
yeah,
for X number of people?
X number of people. But it's not for like a function or an event. It's actually to highlight the chef himself.
Now, this isn't a pizza party for you and your buds.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wouldn't hire you to come in and be my chef. If I hired you to come in and be a chef at an engagement I was having, that would be a caterer situation where
yep.
You're doing the opposite. You're promoting yourself
mm-hmm.
by appearing magically somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And we give a lot of chefs within the city the opportunity to promote themselves as well.
And you have been doing that individually for yourself as a chef.
Yeah, in 2013, we had a good amount of pop-ups around the city. We were at the Berkeley Front. We were at Deli in the Alley. That was an exciting time. And then we decided to give other chefs the same kind of
exactly. Money. I love it. Your idea then was to create this kind of community where a chef could come in and say, I want to do a pop-up meal. Oh, wherever, you know, Hart Plaza, you know, whatever you want to do it, whatever
yeah.
space you want it, then you took care of arranging the details.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's really important to give chefs the opportunity to create an enterprise for themselves, like a leather worker or a carpenter. You know, everyone can make
a good living. Now, having given that, let's bring in this conversation around and maybe we can continue this conversation. What do you need in terms of cash then to get this thing to work?
I think it's really focused on just generating an application or an avenue. Right now we operate offline, and with that it works for the time being.
Okay, but there's going to come a stage when you're going to want somebody to recognize this and say, Godwin, this is so cool. I want to give you X number of dollars, right?
Right, exactly.
How much would that be?
You know what? I can't put a number on it.
Shoot for the stars, Godwin.
Yeah, we'll keep pushing that. Hang on, folks. Coming back in just a minute. We'll talk to Godwin about his project and more about innovation in Detroit.